So praise God. It's just been announced while we've been in America that we have a federal election coming up on the 2nd of July. So that's our national election. It's happening on the 2nd of July. So if you could pray for us, we've got the same issues that are happening in your nation, happening in our nation. So if you could pray for us that God would have his way, that Christian values would continue to occur in our nation, that we will continue to have marriage between a man and a woman. We're going to keep it that way in our nation. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just pray and just thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for everyone here tonight, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that we thank you for each other, Lord. Just ask a blessing upon each other, Lord. Thank you that you minister to us tonight, you touch us tonight. Father, we just thank you that for that word in Ezekiel, Lord. We just speak to dry bones, Lord. Speak to any dryness in our body, Lord. Just let it come alive, Lord. And Father, we just speak to dry bones within the church. Church of the living God, come alive. Come alive, come alive, come alive. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want to share a vision that I had. It was 2 a.m. in the morning on the 20th of January this year. And it was just, I was praying before I was going to sleep. Couldn't sleep that night. There was a stirring happening. And so as I was praying, I just began to get this vision. I saw things very clearly. I begin to see in the heavenlies. You know, the heavenlies are more real than the natural realm. What's happening in the spiritual forces is more real than the natural realm. And there's a battle going on in the heavenlies. Right. And this particular night, I just saw a real battle. I saw light and darkness fighting each other. And it was like there was a storm happening. You know, when there's a storm, there's darkness. There's a dark night. There's no moon. But there's also lightning happening sometimes. There's flashes of light. And sometimes there's thunder. And so this is what happened. It was like, just see in the heavenlies, there was darkness, but there was light. And there was a real battle going on. And it was noisy. And it was like, there was much shouting. There would be cries of pain, but then there would be joy. So it was a real battle between light and darkness happening. And then I was just like taken to a place. Felt like it was in the middle of Australia, but it could have been any nation in the world. It could have been the United States. Amen. Could have been in the middle of your nation. And I was taken to the middle, and I was taken to this huge crater, this huge hole. You know what I'm talking about, do you? If I begin to talk in another language, just wave your head or, you know, what are you going on? You know, sometimes we have different words, you know. And so I was taken to this huge crater, this huge hole, and it was complete darkness. It was black. But the darkness was moving. It was like there was activity in this huge hole. Then I began to see streaks of light. It was like lightning was going into the hole. So, you know, Isaiah chapter 60 speaks about arise and shine, for the light has come, and talks about gross darkness, you know, and where darkness is, the light is even greater. Amen? So it was like this light was piercing into this large hole. Then I saw these chains as the light was going in, and we are the light. Amen? As light was going into the hole, I saw chains being pulled out of the hole. Chains being pulled out. And there was words on the chains, but there was one particular word, and it was a huge chain. And there's one particular word that I could really read well as it was being pulled out of the hole. And it had written on this chain, it had the word deception. As I continued to pray, I was taken from the darkness to daylight. and I could still see the nation. And then I saw an aeroplane going right across the nation, and it could have been, as I said, it could have been United States of America. And I saw an aeroplane going right across. And, you know, sometimes aeroplanes, you know, have advertising on the back of them. They have this big, like, big ribbon or, you know, and they have this big advertising, Coca-Cola or something like that, advertising right at the back. But I saw on the back this huge banner which says, "I am releasing the spirit of truth." So God is releasing the spirit of truth over our nations, over the United States of America, over Australia, right across their nations. He's releasing the spirit of truth. And how does he release the spirit of truth? Well, he releases it through his body. Amen? You and I. We release the spirit of truth. And he spoke to him. He said, you need to release the spirit of truth. We release the spirit of truth. And I just really felt, and this is the word I got, God is saying it's time to take a stand like never before. As we press deep into prayer, we will see the heavenly realm over our nation. We will see the real battle that is happening. The enemy is trying to deceive our nation. His aim is to take control of a nation through deception. Actually, you can, if you look up, well, we'll get there in a minute, but that's the whole aim of the devil, is to deceive.
Yes, it is.
And he wants to deceive a nation. And we can see that. I'll just give you the scripture. Revelation chapter 20, verse 3 is where it says, the enemy has come to deceive the nations. But as we step up in prayer and recognize what is trying to take our nation, and as we use our authority like lightning, the light will pierce the darkness and the chain of deception will be removed. God said, release the spirit of truth over this nation. As the spirit of truth is released, the nation will be set free. So we release it over the nation. The Bible says that, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Are we free here tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. We've been set free. We've been set free by the spirit of truth, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the spirit of truth, and he has set us free. Well, tonight we set our nation free. Amen. We set our nation free. And I believe that, you know, just like I gave the testimony of our mayor, and there's a longer story to that. Yeah, our city pastors have become unified in our city. There's been a unified strategy that's been happening in our city. And but I believe that God is releasing his unified strategy. You know, I'll just give you a scripture reference for that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 and 6, talks 3 to 6, speaks about we are one with the Father, the Son.
Yes.
Amen. And there's unity. We need to press after unity. We need to chase after it. And so God is releasing his unified strategy to hold back the darkness and take back this nation. God has a strategy to take over darkness and strongholds of the enemy. God says, do not be discouraged at this time, but be encouraged. I'm taking back this nation.
Hallelujah.
It's time not to be intimidated. Have you ever felt intimidated before? I have. Amen. Maybe you felt intimidated in your workplace. Amen. At school, amen. Maybe you've felt intimidated by some elected official. Maybe just the spirit of intimidation. Intimidated by the enemy. Well, it's time not to be intimidated, but it's time to intimidate the intimidator. Amen. We're going to intimidate him. Amen. Praise God. We're going to come against fear. Amen. fear tries to grip a nation, just as it tries to grip an individual, it would try to grip a nation. But God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. He hasn't given America the spirit of fear. He hasn't given Australia the spirit of fear. But he has given us the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. Ooh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. Amen. We're not fighting against a political leader. We are fighting against the spiritual force of darkness. Amen. And so we come against it with our prayer. Amen. We're not fighting against any particular person. Amen. Amen. It's the spirit behind them. There's a spirit behind them. Amen. And we come against that, you know. And people can change. Amen. As that spirit changes. Praise God.
Yes.
The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. We do not need to be afraid. Amen. Whether it's, you know, it's in our homes or in our nation, we do not need to be afraid. Amen. God has given us the spirit of truth. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, if you've been around a little while, don't have to be around as long as some of us, but if you've been around a little while, Ruth and I have been married 30 years now, so that's a little while. But if you've been around a little while, then you would have noticed change over the years. Been some change?
Yes.
Amen. And deception has crept into the world. You notice that?
Yes.
Amen. And, you know, things like, this is just a few examples. And Australia, this is what's happening in our nation, but I don't think it's any different in your nation. You know, things like it's now okay to say that homosexuality is okay. Things like we don't need to get married. We can have sex before marriage. Legalizing homosexual marriage is good. Abortion's okay. The life of an animal is more important than a person. You come across that one?
Oh, yeah.
We got situations in Australia that a teacher cannot even hug a child anymore. Can't even touch a child anymore. When I grew up, my teacher used to be able to hug me. And I'm about whether you can do that in this nation or not. Can't even take photographs of your own children playing sport anymore. You know, so things like that. We've got to get permission before you do it. We even got a situation I read in Canada, this one, where they said the best carer for a child is a professional care provider, not the mum or dad. Deception's creeping in. We've got euthanasia. They say it's okay. Pornography on TV is okay. I was watching just, went into a government build offices and they had a TV going there and full middle of the day, there was pornography happening just in the middle of the day. Just a TV, you know, sort of show. Immigration in our nation is coming in. Big numbers from Europe and other Middle East country. Letting refugees in, and it doesn't matter if they're Muslim. We've got a situation where now it's better to favor Muslims than Christians. We've got Christian organizations that we're not allowed to discriminate. So we have to employ homosexuals, or even though we're a Christian organization. Deception's creeping in. Got situation where, you know, if somebody, you know, does a bad crime, murders somebody, it's not their fault. It was their upbringing. Maybe it's just our nation. Maybe we're called evil if you discipline your child. In New Zealand, it's illegal to smack your child. I don't know about your nation. But, you know, deception's creeping. You can't even discipline your own children anymore. The list goes on and on. Deception creeping in. You know, and with deception, there becomes confusion. People no longer know the difference between right and wrong. But my Bible clearly tells the difference between right and wrong. Amen. Amen. So, the Bible says, let no man deceive you. Say, I will not be deceived. Amen. Praise God. We're going to read, I'll just read a few scriptures here. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things come the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So, number of scriptures, more scriptures about deception. You know, deception is a form of lying, and it needs to be replaced with the truth. I'll say it again. Deception is a form of lying, and it needs to be replaced with the truth. Amen. We'll look up the scripture now that I mentioned before. Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. This is about the end times of the enemy. We've got an enemy, amen? His name is the devil. We can say it in church. Is that all right? 20, verse 3. And it says, and cast him in the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Amen. So there will come a time when the enemy will be shut up forever, or, you know, for 1,000 years, and he will no longer be able to deceive the nations. But he's still around today. But it clearly shows there that his goal is to deceive the nations. His goal is to deceive the United States of America. Amen. So when you see somebody in office or, you know, just anyone that doesn't have your way of thinking, doesn't line up with the Word of God, you know, it's the enemy that's deceiving them. Amen. So we come against that deception. Amen. So the whole reason why this nation is going the way it is, okay, you can come up your own reasoning, but the real reason is because the enemy is deceiving this nation. Amen. He's deceiving it. Amen. And so we're going to make a change to that. We already are, but we're going to see the Church of the Living God arise, take its place, and rise up. But we're going to replace deception with truth. Amen. We're going to replace deception through truth. You know, and we do that through prayer. We can do it wherever we are. When we're speaking to people, we stand up for righteousness. Amen. We're not going to bow down to the enemy. You know, we speak it to our government officials. You know, we stand up. We're not going to bow down. The church is not going to bow down. Amen. We're not going to be silent. Amen. We're not going to have any tape put across our lips. Amen. We're going to be bolder more than ever. Amen. We're going to rise at this time. And so I just want to read out a few scriptures regarding truth. Amen. Because what we're doing is we're replacing deception with truth. Amen. So John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am, that's Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord over America. Is Lord over Australia. Amen. The truth is over this nation. And verse 17 of that same chapter, even the Spirit of truth. So there's a Spirit of truth. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it see him not, neither him, but we know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. So the Spirit of truth is in us, amen, and we release it out of us, amen. John chapter 15, verse 26 says, the Spirit of truth needs to be testified. It says, but when this Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Spirit of truth, through the Holy Ghost, will testify of Jesus. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So we have the Comforter, the Holy Ghost now. And John chapter 16, verse 13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Wow. So the Holy Ghost will guide us into all truth. Amen. If you need answers, if you need help, amen, the Holy Ghost will guide you. He will help you. Amen. Whatever you have need. If you've got to make a decision, amen, the Holy Ghost will help you and guide you into all truth. Amen. Well, don't you think that he can do it for our government officials? Amen. Our government leaders? Amen. The Spirit of truth can guide our leaders. Amen. The Spirit of truth can, as we pull out deception, we replace it with the Spirit of truth. Deception has to leave our nation. Amen. John chapter 16, verse 13. And John chapter 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Thank God for the Word of God. It is truth, amen. The Word of God is black and white. There's no gray in it, amen. Amen. Praise God. Wonderful.
Oh, yes. Thank God. Thank God.
Hallelujah. There is male and female. Just thought I'd mention that. Glory to God. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to just give you an example of David. And so if we can turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we'll read a few verses here. I'll just give you a bit of the story here. Here we have David. The 1 Samuel chapter 17. And we can look at start at verse 28. And David was out there with looking after the sheep, and then he was called by his father to go to the army where his brothers were. You all know the story. And so he goes and has a chat to his oldest brother and says, you know, what's going on here? There doesn't seem to be much happening. And his older brother got angry at him and said, you've just come here to watch the war, you know, the battle, the fight. I'm sure David said, well, what battle or fight? There's nothing going on here, you know. No one's fighting Goliath, you know. And so verse 28, and he says, I know thy pride, thy naughtiness of the heart, for thou hast come down that thou mightest seest the battle. And then David answers, what have I done? Is there not a cause? Amen. And you know, the nation of Israel is no different than our nation today. Amen. We have a cause in our nation. Amen. You know, whether it's in the political or even in our families, we have a cause. Amen? We have a cause and we're going to stand up. And David spoke those words so strong. And so then he went to Saul and explained what had happened. And he started to speak out of his mouth. He says in verse 37, he says, "The Lord has delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Amen. And Saul said unto David, "Go and the Lord be with you." Amen. And the Lord has done great things in everyone's life here tonight. Amen. You've all got testimonies, you know. Let God know about them. Let the devil know about them. Amen. The great things that God has done. Amen. And and then proclaim that he will deliver me out of this situation that you're going through. Amen. Yeah. And the Lord has done great things in this nation of America. Amen. This nation of America has just done amazing things, sent out missionaries all over the world. Amen. It is, it sent Pastor Bob Nichols to Australia. Amen. Just done amazing things. We've had some other great ministers come to Australia over the years. Amen. So great things that he's done for this nation of America.
Yes.
And so once again, what the Lord has done in the past, he's rescued America from time and time again. He will rescue this nation again. Amen? So then, this is what we need to do. God has given us a voice. And we need to speak out. And be a voice at this time, not to be silent. And we need to declare the spirit of truth over our nations. Amen. We need to be a voice. Be a voice. Do not be silent. It's time. And so just like David in verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield." You know, and so, other people might come to us with things in the natural. You know, they might come to us even with lawsuits. Amen?
Yeah.
They might come to us. We have a situation right now down in El Paso?
Is that it?
Yeah. Where a pastor down there has been sued for $700,000. Because he called the mayor to account and spoke it on Facebook. He spoke it possibly from his pulpit. And so they're coming against him with things. And that's what the enemy will do. Amen? So they'll come, just like David, with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But we come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom they had defied. And verse 46, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take the head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in America. Amen. And verse 45, and all Calvary shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Amen. And all America shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. He will give the enemies of America into our hands. Amen. Wow. So this is the time, this is the hour, amen? I believe there's a real shift that's happening. The body of Christ is rising up, amen? And we need to be a voice at this time than ever before. And we come against that spirit of deception. We pull it out of this nation, put it into the pit, amen? And we replace it with the spirit of truth, amen? We are a voice, and we're not going to be silent. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. And so it doesn't matter what age you are. David was only 17. Amen? You know, Mary was only about 14. Amen? And so whatever situation you are in, God will use you. Amen? God will use you. Amen? He is ready to use you. Amen? And He just wants you to be available. Is anybody here available? Wow, we need to be available just to hear the Holy Ghost, amen. Listen to Him, have your ears on, amen. Praise God, keep those ears on. And He just wants you to be available, amen. So even if you're over the age of retirement age, amen, it's time to get refired, amen. Praise God. Maybe you've only been saved a very short time. Well, God can use you. Amen? Doesn't matter what your situation is. You know, God is calling His army together. I was in Colombia just a few days ago. Things would keep moving around the nation. I was in Colombia with Pastor Tom and Vicky Luther, and they had gone off, and Ruth and I were sitting with a couple in Fridays. You know, God can even speak to you in Fridays. Do you have Fridays here? Amen. It wasn't even Friday, it was Sunday. But we're sitting in Fridays, and the Lord spoke to me, and He said, I'm bringing conscription back into the body of Christ. Amen. God is pulling His army together, just as it spoke about in Ruth read out Joel chapter 3. He's bringing His army together for this end time battle. I really believe this is like an end time battle. Amen. And He's calling His army together. It's time to be conscripted into His army. This is not a volunteer thing. He's calling everyone into battle. Amen. This is not a choice thing. Oh yeah, you know, I'll do it if the wage is good. You know, if the entitlements are good, amen, then I'll come and be a part of your battle, Lord. Oh, no, no. This is conscription time. He's calling everyone to come together in a unified strategy to overcome the enemy in this time, amen. He's conscripting His church together to rise up and take their place, amen, to come against Goliath. Goliath, you're coming down. We're taking your head off, amen. We're taking your head off for this time, amen? And we're going to see a mighty harvest come in, our biggest harvest. You've seen thousands of souls saved in the city of Fort Worth, but we're ready for a worldwide harvest, amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just like it speaks about in Joel there, amen? So this is the time, this is the hour, amen?
Yes.
Wow, are you excited?
Yes.
Amen? Yes. Wow. Not time to be discouraged, it's time to be encouraged, amen, amen. So we're going to see change, amen. I really believe as we press in prayer, we're not giving up, we're not quitting, amen, we're not lying down, we're going to rise up, amen. We're going to see families restored and come back together. This is the time, this is the hour, amen. It was prophesied in Malachi that the fathers would be restored to the children, the children be restored to the fathers, and we're going to see that happen in this time, this hour, amen? So praise God. Wonderful. This is the time. Praise God. So we're going to shake up apathy, amen? No more apathy, no more apathy in the church, amen? Keep being stirred up, amen? We're born for such a time as this. Say, I'm born for such a time as this. I'm ready for this end time battle. Amen. United States, you have a destiny to fulfill. Amen. astray. You have a destiny to fulfill. Amen. We have a purpose. And we need to press in. It's time to lay aside weights and distractions. And let's concentrate on the main thing. Amen. The main thing is Jesus Christ. Amen. And press in prayer. The Bible says that the enemy would try to come in like a flood, but he's raising up a standard. Amen. Wow, he's raising up a standard this time. Amen. Wow. So this is it. Amen. So the Spirit of truth will prevail. The Spirit of truth will prevail. Amen. And so this is not a cruise trip. It's a cruise ship. Amen. You're not going on a cruise. Amen. We're in a battle. Amen. And a ship, you know, doesn't stay in the harbor because that's what it wasn't designed to do. It was designed to go out on the seas. Amen. And be called to do what it does. Amen. So praise God. Amen. So I want to really want to pray for everyone. And you got anything else, Pastor Ruth? Amen. So I want to just really pray and impart this to this time. That I want to pray over you that the Spirit of truth will be imparted into you, that we will not be deceived. You know, it says in the Bible that even the elect can be deceived in the last days. Well, you know, I don't want to be deceived in the last days. Amen. So I want to pray that you will not be deceived. Amen. And so then we will come together as a united force, break off deception, off our families, our homes, off the city of Fort Worth, off Texas, and off this nation. Amen. Amen. Break off deception off the White House. Amen. We break it off. We tear it up. We pull it down. Amen. And then we're going to replace it with the light. Amen. Just see. Just picture the light going into the dark places. And we're going to replace it with the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth will have his way in this nation. Amen. Amen. We're going to see change. Amen. May not be the way we think it should be done. Amen. But God has a way. Amen. God has a way. Wow. God has a way. Amen. So let's stand. Why don't we come? Do you mind if you come down towards the front? Is that okay, Pastor? There's not room for everyone to come down the front, but why don't you come down the front and we'll be united. Amen. Praise God. Come down the front. And praise God. This is the time. This is the hour. Amen. Wonderful. We see dry bones been awakened, been stirred up. Is there any dry people here tonight? Be bold. Come down the front if you can. So we stir up dry bones tonight. Amen. Come alive, come alive, come alive. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Want to come here, Ruth?